From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Milwaukee first baseman Mark Reynolds hit a pair of home runs, and Chris Davis also went deep as the Brewers won a slugfest over Miami 9-5 on Friday night. Both teams combined for 7 home runs, the most since the Marlins opened the new stadium back in 2012. Ryan Braun was once again a scratch from the game due to an oblique strain. He is expected to play on Sunday. With the win, the Brewers now 17-5 against the Marlins since 2011. They picked up a game in the standings on St. Louis as the Cardinals lost last night. The Brewers and Marlins play again this afternoon. Pre-game show at 2:35 on WSAU. Starting pitcher Yovani Gallardo is not expected to go on the disabled list despite suffering from that left ankle sprain. Team officials say the pitcher will not make his start on Sunday and said the team has called up Jimmy Nelson from AAA Nashville to start in his place. Day one of the Division III World Series in Appleton is in the books. UW Whitewater securing a spot in the winner's bracket. The Warhawks won their first round game with Southern Maine yesterday. In other action, SUNY Cortland squeaked by Salisbury. Baldwin Wallace did the same with Emory, while St. Thomas of Minnesota easily dispatched Linfield. Whitewater will face SUNY Cortland tonight. Meanwhile, the Whitewater softball team at the D3 World Series in Tyler, Texas, lost to Salisbury 5-0. They'll face Eastern Texas Baptist in an elimination game tonight. The NBA playoffs continue tonight in Miami with the Indiana Pacers taking on the Heat, and the NHL playoffs continue tonight as well. Chicago skates at Los Angeles against the Kings. Wisconsin men's basketball program assistant Catherine Vosters was named yesterday as the school's director of basketball operations. She graduated from the UW about a year ago. Among other things, Vosters handled administrative duties for the Badgers' Final Four appearances at Arlington, Texas a couple of months ago. The Badger men's hockey schedule has been finalized after the Big Ten announced their 20-game schedule for the fall and winter. The Badgers recently unveiled their non-conference schedule, and now lots of fans can circle mid to late January on their calendars. That's when Wisconsin will play 2 series in 3 weeks against top-ranked Minnesota, which won the inaugural Big Ten title this past season. High school sports on Friday in baseball. DC Everest beat Lakeland 14-7. Merrill topped Marathon 4-2. Stratford got past Wausau Newman 16-2. Wyawega Fremont over Mosinee 16-10. Nacoosa beat Poinette. Nielsville over Spencer. Girls softball, DC Everest took 2 from Eau Claire North, 1-0 and 6-0. Mosinee beat Spencer 2-zip. Rochelle Koshalik threw a one-hitter with 16 strikeouts. Marathon, a 9-7 win over Rapids Assumption. Lacrosse Logan took 2 from Marshfield, 10-1 and 3-2. Girls soccer, DC Everest beat Wisconsin Rapids 2-0. Eau Claire Regis over Wausau Newman 2-1. Rapids Assumption knocked off Mosinee 2-1. And Stevens Point won the Wisconsin Valley Conference boys golf title. That's a look at sports. I'm Tom King.